gonna erupt. They're gonna bust loose. Right? Yeah, they're gonna do it. They're gonna bust loose.
They're a powder keg juggernaut.
Okay. Average Joe conversation with average guys. Tyler and Wes with Walk the Plank.
Welcome back to Walk the Plank, another episode. Thank you for watching. If you watch most, some, or even one of our episodes, I do thank you. And if you would please, share this with your friends, your family. Go like our Facebook page. Go to the website, www.walktheplank.com. And all of our stuff's on there. Articles, our podcasts, our video podcast, and everything. I mean, everything's on there. So go check that out, and again, recommend it to your friends and family. And we never, ever will turn down new listeners, new followers. We appreciate every one of them. And we would really appreciate if you share us with your family and friends, like I said. And I want to get some news now. Wes has decided to leave the show for, pursue other options or whatever his reason was. But I want to wish him the best in what he has decided to do. And I wish him the best in all his future endeavors. I am actively searching for another co-host, but until then, it's just going to be me, and it's going to make it a little bit easier to do these podcasts because I won't have a scheduling issue. We're trying to meet up with somebody else and, match time frames. We're both free to do this. So I'm going to try to, put out a little bit more of these to kind of just keep the show going. We're going to open with, actually, let me just say that. And I'm going to get back to you on the next segment, and we'll go to the SEC baseball. SEC tournament starts tomorrow morning. Mississippi State won the overall and SEC West titles. We'll get a little bit deeper in that, and then we're going to go into the Ole Miss allegations. LOA comes out sometime this week, probably midweek to late week, but we'll get more to that. But right now, I'm going to just take a quick break and get back to college baseball.
Walk the plank.
Welcome back to Walk the Plank. This is Tyler. Like I said, Wes is leaving, so best luck to him and whatever he decides to do. Well, but the show's going to go on, I promise you that. But anyway, like I said, baseball, college baseball, congratulations, Mississippi State Bulldogs. They won the overall SEC title and also the overall SEC Western Division title over the Texas A&M Aggies, the LSU Tigers, and the Ole Miss Rebels. I thought from the season, looking back at the season, I think the SEC was very, very top-heavy. The two teams I follow mostly this season in the Western Division was Ole Miss and Mississippi State. For obvious reasons, I'm from Mississippi, and Ole Miss and State are huge rivals. And the rivalry, to me, has gotten real ugly over the past couple years, at least a year or two, if not more, probably more. So it's hard not to keep up with, living in the state of Mississippi. Like I said, it was very top-heavy. The league was. Ole Miss had the luxury of having their easy part of the schedule, I guess, first to mid of the season, and Mississippi State had the luxury of ending it that way. That's why they ended up with, I think, three, maybe even four straight sweeps. Excuse me, to secure the SEC Championship crown and the SEC Western Division crown. I think three teams are locked to be a national seed in the NCAA tournament regionals coming up. I think it's Beat State. It's locked. They only needed two wins, in my opinion, but they got three over Arkansas, so I think that locked up a national seed for them. Florida, they were the consensus number one team in the nation and in the SEC for majority of the year. They've locked it up. And also Texas A&M. I think they're the hottest team right now. I think they're the best team right now, even though the record doesn't indicate it. And I know State fans won't get mad at me. I talked to one this weekend that I said that State was probably the second, if not third, best team in the SEC. And he highly disagreed with me and said, they were number one. I don't think even now with, State figuring out their pitching like they have, Hudson's kind of gone downhill lately. I don't know if that's just, his arm's getting tired, if people figured him out, combination of both, I don't know. But he hadn't been as effective the last couple of weeks as he was beginning of the season. But Texas A&M has found pitching. They've continued to hit. And I don't think that's going to change. I think they're going to make a serious run into the College World Series. And that's good State as well. You could easily see five, depending on the schedule, you could see five or six teams from the SEC in Omaha. Those top teams in the SEC are the real deal. They're legit, and they're really good. among the nations of the league. I think SEC has, let's see, Florida's top 10, State's top 10, A&M's top 10, LSU's top 10, Ole Miss's top 10, South Carolina top 10, and Vanderbilt's what, numbered 11, 12, 13. So that's seven teams in the top 13, 14 teams in the nation in baseball from the SEC. So they're really top heavy, but they're really, really good. The one team I would kind of put on a borderline as a national seed right now, I would give that to South Carolina, just because they got beat 2 out of 3 by A&M, and the week before that they got beat 2 out of 3 by Kentucky. If the section was today, I think South Carolina would be a fourth national seed. But LSU, Ole Miss, and Vanderbilt are fighting for that national seed. According to Kendall Rogers of Baseball America about Ole Miss, he thinks Ole Miss would have to make a serious run, if not win the SEC tournament, to become a national seed. But in saying that, because the West Coast teams, like pretty much all the Texas teams other than Texas Tech and Texas A&M are down this year, like USC, TCU, Arizona State, Arizona, and all the other West Coast teams are usually pretty darn good in baseball, are just down this year. And I don't think you're not going to see them get a host or a national seed. So the SEC, possibly, I doubt it, highly doubtful, could get a fifth national seed. And let's say South Carolina, you know, wins a couple of games SEC tournament and secures that fourth national seed for the SEC. The other teams, three teams, I think are fighting for that fifth SEC spot, if there is one, would be LSU. Would be the front runner because they're this past weekend win over Florida. Excuse me, I had a miss. My brain just kind of went blank there. Because they were serious win over Florida this weekend in Baton Rouge. Then Ole Miss, mainly because that series win versus Louisville beginning of the season. And they're Louisville's now, and I know people pick on me all the time because I keep stressing RPI, but RPI is such a big deal. But Louisville is the number one RPI school in America at season's end going into tournament play, and that's a huge win for the Ole Miss Rebels. And then Vanderbilt, which I think they're same as Ole Miss, they're going to have to make a serious run in Hoover to possibly get the South Carolina spot or, you know, get that fifth national seed if the SEC gets it. I think Hoover should be fun to watch because of these storylines. I think SEC gets seven hosts, which is going to be Ole Miss, Mississippi State, South Carolina. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, South Carolina, Florida, Texas A&M, LSU, and Vanderbilt. I believe that's ones that will, excuse me, most likely get it, which is unprecedented. And I don't think any conference has ever got seven seeds or seven regional hosts in one conference, which just goes back to show how strong this conference was, at least on the top. And Ole Miss, LSU took care of business. That's why I had them on top. Ole Miss had, I think it was tied, going into the sixth inning with Texas A&M in the first game and two outs. And their pitching, Brady Bramlett, their pitcher, Brady Bramlett, was rolling through the Texas A&M batters. He had several less than 10 pitch innings. Had two outs and an error, let a guy on first. And, you know, then the onslaught of runs came. So I know if you watch baseball, you know how a Texas A&M does. It's not, you know, one here, one there. It's just they'll go 0-0-0, then have a huge inning, then 0-0-0, and have a huge inning. And their bats are just 1 through 9 are just out of this world. And I think they're above, heads and tails above anybody in this league. And that's why I think they are the best team in the league. But it would have been interesting to see if Ole Miss could have gotten that last out. Brady Bramlett was in good pitch count shape. I think it was in the sixth inning, and he was in 53 pitches, something like that, which would have been going into the seventh. And if Ole Miss could have scratched across another run to get ahead 2-1 with their bullpen, that would have been interesting to see if they could have held on to win that game, and then with them winning Saturday, since it was a Thursday through Saturday's series, because the SEC tournament starts Tuesday, which is tomorrow. If they could have held on, if they would have done that, which would have boosted them into the, I think, number 4 spot overall, maybe number 3, and probably secured a national seed. It's funny how baseball is. Just one game can make that much difference, but it can. I think they had, SEC had three teams that were 18 wins. I think there was, I know for sure two, but I think there was three with 18, and they had to go to tiebreakers to determine the factors. And Ole Miss was number 17 in the tiebreakers with 18 wins in the SEC, which is outrageous. Usually 18 wins, if it don't win you a conference or a division title, you're, you know, second at worst. And it's just, again, goes to show the strength of the SEC, especially the top part of it. Florida, I don't think Florida's going to do well in the SEC tournament just because the last couple games, their pitching's kind of dropped off. And I think Florida could save their pitchers they've already liked the national seed, save their pitchers for regional and super regional play going into the College World Series. They are one of the, you know, deeper staffs in the SEC and probably the nation. And I think that did contribute to LSU, the series loss at LSU. And LSU's a young team. I figure they come on the end of the year, and they are starting to get hot at the right time of the year. And if they can keep that up, they could probably make a run to the Super Regionals, if not the College World Series. State's set up more for series play. They're not set up for tournament, like the SEC tournament or regional or College World Series. But if they can make it to the Super Regionals, which I think they should, I think, you know, their top three guys can easily get them a regional win, they should have no problem with the Super Regional and getting into the College World Series. And that's where I see State having their most of their problems, is the College World Series, because they're not going to have, you know, a SWAC champion to play in the first game. You know, it's going to be one of the top eight best teams in the nation. You know, you have to face off the first game, and then the second game, and then the third game, and so on and so forth. And I don't see their pitching staff as being that deep. They may have one other guy than top three, but it falters after that. And this is where I see Ole Miss, if they can somehow figure out a way to make it through the series, they're set up for tournament play, because they do have that deep pitching staff, but they don't have that, you know, one guy, a shutdown guy as a starter this year. Usually that's weird for Mike Bianco, because he usually has at least, if not two guys that, you know, are really, really good starters. But Mike Bianco and Ole Miss Rebels do have a deep pitching staff, and their bullpen is one of, if not the best, in the SEC in the nation. I would say probably two after Florida, and A&M's found pitching. So that's one thing that separates the SEC from other conferences. I think that's going to be it for this segment. I think I've gone through everything, and I said that the SEC tournament starts tomorrow. This will be the last year for the SEC tournament being in Hoover, Alabama. Next year, I think you will see Memphis, Tennessee has not been started yet. Or has not been announced yet, excuse me. But Memphis, from what I've heard, is going to win the next side of the SEC tournaments, which will play great for Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Arkansas. LSU is only 6 hours from there, I think. Alabama is only 4 hours from there. Of course, you know, Florida and Georgia may have to travel a little bit, but it's a pretty central location for most SEC, you know, schools. Texas A&M, it's a little bit closer to them than Hoover is, maybe not by much, an hour or two. But I don't know. Expect that announcement at some point. I do expect it to be Memphis, but if not, Memphis is going to be Nashville. It's down between the two Tennessee schools. Either one's going to be a great site for the SEC tournament. The thing about Hoover, you know, there's not much there unless you go into the big cities around Hoover for restaurants and all that. And I think Hoover has a Buffalo Wild Wings or something. But Memphis, you know, you got Beale Street, you got all these restaurants, have shows for the women. And same thing for Nashville. You know, I think actual stadium is in the city of Nashville. So you walk in distance, same for Memphis, pretty much anywhere, which I think would be good for the sport. Or good for the SEC anyways. But anyway, like I said, that's it for this segment. I'll be back in a little bit for the next one. Welcome back to Walk the Plank Sports. And I know I said at the beginning of the show, I'm going to say it again. Please share us with your family, friends. Go to our Facebook page, Twitter page, and like those. Follow that on Twitter. And check out our website at www.walktheplanksports.com. You can find all our content on there, whether there's articles or podcast links or YouTube link or YouTube channel link, and all of our video podcast It's on. You can find it on www.walktheplanksports.com, and it'll send you straight to YouTube, send you straight to iTunes, or actually Podomatic, which is the same thing as the iTunes for non-iPhone users. But yeah, share us, like us, follow us, check us out. Since the Ole Miss letter of allegations is set to be revealed this week by Ole Miss, their response was due today, and Ole Miss has said they will release their parts or their response and also the letter of allegations this week. It was leaked out late last week that Ole Miss would, you know, release everything. Excuse me. Either mid to late week or mid the week this week, which means Wednesday through Friday. What I'm hearing is you may see several things released or leaked before then. I've heard there's really nothing. Well, there's a few things more than Ole Miss has released already, but nothing major. The majority of it has already been released. And so if you're hearing, you know, pay for play or anything major like that, it's not going to happen. Ole Miss's major allegations are going to be the David Saunders deal with the academic fraud, which the NCAA does view that as a major violation. And I think Ole Miss will get punished pretty well, you know, from that one deal. The Tunsil stuff, you may see a few more small things related to him released. But, you know, it's all been aired out over Tunsil. I think the NCAA is still looking into the, you know, allegations made by Tunsil draft night. But I don't think there's going to be anything there. The NCAA would have to prove pay for play. And I even think the text, Ole Miss, and even Tunsil's lawyer in the civil case has come out and said, once it comes to light what it is, you'll laugh at it. It's nothing, you know, really nothing to worry about for Ole Miss fans. I've seen those texts before, and I thought to other people to make sure I wasn't crazy. And they've seen this same text last summer. And supposedly, the NCAA had seen those texts the same time I did when they first came out. And they're, you know, kind of dropped, and then they were saved, apparently, and put back on the internet draft night. And anybody that can do that to a kid, whether that kid wronged you or not, is sad to me. I don't see the need to try to ruin a kid's career because you didn't get your way. It's just childish, and you'll, you know, pitch a fit and tattle on somebody else just because you didn't get your way. It's just childish and sad and the lowest form of humanity to me. But yeah, Ole Miss is not going to get the death penalty. I've heard anywhere from 9 to 15 over 3 or 4 years. So anybody expecting more than that, you're going to be disappointed. But Ole Miss fans that expect, oh, it's going to be a slap on the wrist, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, you know, scholarship reductions over the next 3, 4 years or 2 years or whatever, you know, low like that, I don't think that's going to happen either. Like I said, the allegations against Ole Miss and the academic fraud alone are very serious. And I think the NCAA did think Ole Miss was cheating to get these players. I don't doubt they did. But, you know, and I'm probably get backlash from this, but whatever. Whatever school you follow pays players to come there. I don't care how naive you are or whatever colored glasses you wear. Don't cry, you know, this team or that team paid players to come there because your team's doing it too. It's just the bottom line. If you show me a team that does not play, or school or team that does not pay players to go to their school to play whatever sport, I'll show you a college team, sports team that does not exist. It doesn't happen in today's world. So, I mean, you know, I've heard from Alabama fans, State fans, even Georgia fans about how Ole Miss is paying players. Well, yeah, probably are, but so are you. I remember Makai Alexander, you know, was either committed to Ole Miss or, you know, highly favored Ole Miss, and out of nowhere he committed to Georgia without even visiting. Funny. Also, there was a cornerback out of Louisiana, I can't think of his name right now, that, again, Ole Miss was high on and had been rumored up until signing day that he was coming to Ole Miss, and all of a sudden he signed with Alabama, and his mom had to take him home because he was in tears so much. But Ole Miss was paying these buckets of cash, and he chose another school. Jeffrey Simmons, same way with Mississippi State. I mean, it goes on everywhere, people. It really does. And I'm not trying, I'm just making an example out of Ole Miss because that's what I know. But it does go on everywhere. And I can tell you firsthand from Auburn account and Mississippi State account of Cam Newton. But we're not going to go into that. There's a second letter. Like I said, there's a second letter into the Ole Miss stuff that came out draft night over Laramie Tunsil. And if Laramie Tunsil don't want to speak, the NCAA cannot do anything about it. And I doubt the Dolphins let him speak. So all he's going to do is say thanks, but no thanks, and walk on. He can tell them to go do whatever to themselves. And NCAA can't do anything because he's not a student athlete anymore. He's a pro athlete. And the Ole Miss coaches are not under oath. So they can say, I don't know what you're talking about, or I don't want to answer that, or flat out no. And the NCAA cannot do anything about that. They can't send Oxford to investigate, but without actual any kind of trail, it's nothing going to come of it. And I can't remember the phrase, but I have heard that Ole Miss is going to get, the NCAA is going to kind of help Ole Miss out because Ole Miss was so willing to help the NCAA in the investigation. Now, is that because Ole Miss knew what the NCAA had and are hoping just being lenient with NCAA and helping them out is going to reduce the penalties? I don't know. That could be one of the cases. Or it's just Ole Miss, just being lenient and helping them out because they're just ready to get this over with. I mean, it was my business, which Ole Miss is a business. Any college is a business. It's all about the Benjamins, all about the dollar signs. I'd be ready to release my information and get it over with. Ole Miss has been taking a major black eye from, rival schools and their fans over what's going to come of this. And I'm sure it doesn't help recruiting either. It'll come out this week and it'll be over. And I'm sure the narrative will come out. The second letter is going to be the worst. Now that, the first letter probably didn't turn out to be anything. But anyway, I think that's going to do it for this show. If anything breaks, I'll be back here. And I may do a couple more shows since it's just me for now. I'm looking into maybe adding another co-host. Maybe not. We'll see. A lot of big things on the horizon for Walk the Plank. So, watch us, follow us, share us, like us. And I think this will be an ongoing show. And I think big things will come from this. So, until next time.
Walk the plank.